Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But, you know, listen, I've traveled on vacation to Jamaica several times. And usually, you know, you just go from tea to green, right? You go from the airport to the resort and that's that. And, you know, sometimes we go through like whatever tour that gives us the taxi driver or whatever. We went through like a private transfer company one time and there was massive construction. And the driver took us through the rural parts of Jamaica, not the main roads, and the poverty was stunning. And so even before the storm, there's a lot of infrastructure challenges, a lot of poverty, a lot of food insecurity already in Jamaica. And the storm, Melissa, made it just it's a disaster. And Jamie McDonald from Bear's Barbecue joining us right now. And again, Jamie, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. I know it's a crazy time for you. Now, the work,
no worry.
The work you do is, do you do it through the World Central Kitchen? Is that who you do it through?
Yes, yes.
And so, tell me what.
Yeah, I've been with World Central Kitchen now, like doing this kind of stuff for the last 3 years. So. Poland, Morocco, Turkey, Acapulco, Asheville, when Colleen hit there last year. And I have a restaurant in Asheville, so that one was a little bit more personal. But and then now Jamaica. So we've been out in Jamaica for 8 days now. And I heard some of what you were saying. Like, it's pretty bad because, like you said, you know, you have I think it has about a 60% poverty level in Jamaica. So you already have a lot of people that don't have much.
Right.
And like, you'll see, like you, I'm sure everybody's seen like the pictures or videos on the news or online. It's, that doesn't even put it into context. You have a whole half of the island pretty much from just west of Jamaica. I mean, sorry, just west of Kingston to Negril that is destroyed. Like a lot of the folks, especially in the rural areas, they live in what they call board houses, which are basically almost shacks, and they're all gone. So like, these people have nowhere to live. They have nowhere to sleep. They have no food. They have no water. All the power on the western side of the island's out. It'll probably be months before it's back on. Some lucky people have generators, but very few. So we're here just cooking. You know, today we should cook 30,000 meals out of the kitchen.
Jeez.
And then that gets distributed out as far as we could get. Cause again, the further inland you try to get, the worse the conditions are. So a lot of them were flying in by helicopter where you can't get in by car. But our goal is hopefully by the end of next week, I'd like for the kitchen to be up to at least 50,000 meals. And that's a day. And that's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. You know, we're talking with Jamie McDonald from Bear's Barbecue. I was going to say, and who funds it?
So World Central Kitchen is totally privately funded. So all through donations. They get no government assistance or anything. So it's all just good people out there donating to the cause.
How long can you guys, like, how long will you stay and how long can you know, WCK stay?
So I'm here for about another, I'll be back right before Thanksgiving. And then by then, I'm hoping the kitchen's running smoothly and it could be handled. But WCK, I mean, they'll be here till, right now they're saying at least first of the, you know, end of the year. It all depends. Like, World Central Kitchen's mission is to get on the ground day one and serve that immediate need. Because, you know, those first 2 weeks is when people really need food. Until the other aid organizations and the government and stuff could step up and start supporting the people.
Right.
So it depends. Like Asheville, we were there for 4 months.
How desperate are, like, for me, you know, listen, anyone who knows people from Jamaica, they're gracious, kind, you know, the culture is phenomenal. And I mean, how desperate is it there? Like, give us a little more context.
So it's bad. Like, most of our drivers, they won't go distribute food because we all, when we go somewhere, it's a core group of, say, WCK employees and contractors that come in, get everything set up, and then we hire all locals to distribute the food and stuff. But most of our local drivers, they won't, once it gets dark out, they won't go out.
Because it's too dangerous. They feel like they'll get attacked and stolen from, right?
Well, just mobbed. Our people are just so desperate. We're usually some of the first people to get to some of these communities, and they haven't had food for, you know, days other than what they could scrounge up. So people are desperate, and, you know, it's no fault of their own. Like, they're seeing food for the first time, and it could get out of control. You know, the Jamaican military and police are out there, especially at the distribution sites, to try to keep order. But it's not a good situation at all.
Is it the worst you've seen? I mean, like, in when you were in North Carolina, I mean, the damage was stunning, but it's within our country, right? And so, I mean, the hard part was reaching some of the more rural areas. But how does this compare?
Well, here you have, it's a much more widespread area, and it's also more densely populated. Like, at least with North Carolina, you have some population centers like Asheville and some of the other towns there, but then you have some of the more rural small towns, but it's limited. Like, here, like, I think they estimate over 1 million people are affected right now. So trying to get supplies and food to all those people is a struggle.
If people want to help out, but they want to make sure their money, because these bigger issues, they sometimes worry, like giving money to Boxes to Boots, you know what happens. But giving money to this stuff, they want to make sure the money goes to what it's supposed to. If people want to help out, how do they do that?
Yeah. So if they go on the World Central Kitchen website, it's WCK.org. They could donate specifically for Jamaica. And all funds donated will go to supporting our operations here. Because right now WCK has operations all around the world. Another typhoon's getting ready to hit the Philippines. We have a team there. Still have people in Gaza, all over Mexico, and I think Brazil right now.
So it's WCK.org. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a Donate Now tab, and you can specify what part of the world you want your money to go toward. Well, be safe. It can be very unsafe there at certain times, and I know people need food. So we hope you and your crew and your team are safe, and we appreciate the work you do, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us.
Awesome. Thank you very much. You all have a good day.
You too. Jamie McDonald, again, Bears Barbecue. He's down in Jamaica, and he's been there for a while, and he's going to stay there until right before Thanksgiving. It's a desperate situation. I mean, and again, if you've seen the country even before the storm, the country is there's a lot of challenges. He said a huge percentage of the island lives in poverty before the storm, and now they have zero infrastructure or food.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.